as yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Oh, great milestones in rock history, Ed. It's Nick Kershaw's birthday.
I'll send him a neckerchief.
Good on you.
Hey, what passes for romance in Romania?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
That's a whole segment on today's show.
So far as I know.
Who's getting a bad rap? What's going on at your place? Shared house disputes and shonky rental auctions still going on, I hear.
How far did the pusscat walk to get home?
We won't have time to get to that. But we will be playing...
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
Josh Lawson is joining us.
Yeah, whatever.
For the second hour. It's all coming up on Get This, where we'll be launching our brand new segment, Richard Marsland's Wheel of Autoerotic Asphyxiation.
Oh. Naughty boy, you stole that idea, didn't you?
I don't think you're so naughty, Rich.
I think that's going to catch on. Instead, let's have some special birthday kirsch.
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much, birthday boy, Nick Kershaw, 49 today.
Doesn't look a day over 25.
But still wearing the same pirate gear, I'd like to think.
So windswept.
Welcome to Get This Around
the Nation.
He's got
a permanent wind tunnel, just walking about a metre in front of him.
Is he just?
Keeping the scarf fluttering, keeping the hair just so.
We're going to get him in here.
Are we?
I think we are this year. Howard Jones, we're trying to get in. I'd like to have Jones in one channel, Kershaw in the other.
Whoa.
Let the listeners decide, using the balance switch in their car,
who
they want to listen to.
Yeah.
That's great.
Has anyone else done that?
It's good for a rating spike.
A rating spike. Yeah. We need one of those.
Just in case you're wondering.
We need like a ratings kind of Himalayas kind of deal, don't we? We need like a real, some peaks here.
We've got troughs worked out.
We're good at troughs.
Sorted for troughs.
We're your ratings trough connection. We need is some peaks.
Who are we? I'm Tony Martin. So, that's Ed Cavalli over there. And Richard Marsland, the most sought-after panel operator.
Comedy's Richard Marsland. Stand-up comedy's Richard
Marsland. We'll get to that. Everybody wants this bloke to panel operate their show.
I will be looking at an operator that can run the system well and safely and that can have the confidence of the public.
I don't know who that was, but they're after Marsland. Now, you mentioned stand-up comedian. You had a gig last night, Richard. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I did. It was okay. It wasn't, you know, I won't put it in the top 20. But Lawrence Mooney, who was special guest.
He was
MC. Fantastic man. No one can cut a room like Lawrence Mooney.
Cut a room?
You know, just cut it. Just, you know, let them go home bleeding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
And what about yourself? Like, how much blood was there on the floor when you'd finished?
Lukewarm would be the response.
Lukewarm?
No, it was okay. It was an okay show. Mm. It wasn't, you know, it's sort of, the chemistry between me and the audience last night, Tara Reid and the Dodo Bird and the Dodo commercials, that was similar to the island.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So this is why you weren't at that station business last night.
No, I didn't head there.
Oh, because Ed and myself had to go and represent Get This at some
Bang.
Sort of station function.
A station function for people who would perhaps like to sponsor the station.
Yes.
No, love. And for people who... something else.
Yeah, I'm not quite... I didn't I read the invite. Remember, yeah, my email wasn't switched on. I'm not even quite sure why we were there. And I normally don't go to anything like that.
Well, but what was your point yesterday?
Because you'll bump into someone.
No. You said...
What did I say?
That's a billboard?
Oh, yeah, the billboards.
You said...
No, that was because we just said, look, if we... You know, they want us to get up on stage and do a bit of dancing for the organ grinder.
Yeah.
And we just went, look, let the people on billboards do that. That caused a fair bit of trouble. But I go, look, I don't normally go to those things because you're going to bump into somebody that you've talked about on the show.
Yeah.
And I've gone, what are the chances, really, of bumping into someone? It's like advertising agency types. We're not going to meet anyone we've talked about on the show. First bloke I meet when we step out of the lift, wonderful man, Pino Amenta, famous Australian director of television and film, comes up to me and says, I was the director of Heaven Tonight.
Right, with Video Rodney.
With Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
As the lead singer of what was in the film, the most popular band in Australia, Video Rodney. Can we hear a bit of Video Rodney? Here's Guy Pearce. Anyway, this bloke says to me, he goes, hey, you think Video Rodney was a bad name? You should have seen the one that was in the script.
What was it?
He wouldn't tell me. He's going, a crew member came up with Video Rodney.
In excess?
Can we just hear a bit of... That's Guy Pearce. Your motives are so shady. You're living in a glass house.
I am.
More metaphors. Yeah, hey, don't what? Don't risk that unprotected journey while you're Well, you're in the glass house, obviously. The erupting emotions. Is there more?
Oh, yeah. Chorus.
You put your head in the lion's mouth. Always standing on the brink. This is while you're in the glass house, keep in mind. Oh, and you're in the dark as well, on the razor's edge. How many things can you be at one time?
Oi, if you leave the door open, the lion will get in the glass house.
And before you know it, you're down the slippery slope.
I don't understand any of that.
To the razor's edge.
Dear,
oh, that was the point I was making.
Yeah.
Anyway, cheers to anyone who worked on that film. So we get in there, and the cage are up on stage, and their whole act consisted of bagging us for not doing anything.
Yeah, I know. And it went well.
So we got
went
dragged
down
up.
A treat.
You were so lucky to not be there, Richard.
Well, I did the least
yeah.
of anyone.
We got up on stage and nobody had any idea who we were.
It was just...
Right.
Well, we're talking about Capril, mm-hmm. crickets. We're, you know, forward promoting your use of Google Earth to downblouse people.
Great.
Nothing.
Hot
nothing.
Stuff.
Nothing.
Rock solid.
Nothing. People are just going, where's Hamish and Andy?
Well, it's funny, actually.
Who are these people? Is that the guy from the KFC end?
Yeah, Jesus. Is that guy? I've seen him in a silk shirt somewhere.
Andrew Denton's lost some weight.
I was speaking to a couple of people afterwards. Somebody I knew came up to me and said, hi, Ed, how's it going? I said, oh, hey, how's it going? And these two girls. And I was like, oh, you know, well, how long have you been here? Seeing if they'd seen our act. And they said, yeah, you know, we've been here the whole time. I went, dear, oh, dear. And they said, look, I didn't say anything. Yeah. One of them just goes, I just don't think everyone should have to perform. I said, who would you cut? And she looks at me and she says, probably the people who haven't prepared anything. I said, like us? She goes, probably you guys. I said, well, who did you enjoy?
I enjoyed Hamish and Andy.
There you go.
And I said, you just think they're hot. You don't. And she's like, no, they're funnier than you and hotter.
And they prepared something. But
something
we didn't
good.
Know that we were going to have to be up there.
What are we going to do, Tone?
Oh, I don't know.
Go more mainstream?
How can we do that?
I don't know.
How can we go more mainstream? Oh, you've done something pretty mainstream. Haven't you got a stalker now?
Oh, yes.
That's right. Popular.
Right. Stalking's popular.
Who's stalking you?
Stefanovic.
Carl Stefanovic is stalking you.
It's sick. It's getting bluer and bluer.
Really?
You know, I'll sizzle it for the next break.
Oh, okay. On for the next break.
Because my phone's ringing and I'm not going to answer it.
Right.
Maybe I'll leave a message.
Probably Carl.
Let's find out why Carl Stefanovic is stalking.
And if you're at the gig last night, well, throw us some sponsorship dollars. Hey? We've got listeners. I've met them.
Ted Blurn is sponsoring it. Yeah. He has no money. He's Australia's top pap smear. Expert.
So what if it's not, you know, nobody listens. We like it.
Next up, disturbing evidence from the life of Ed Cavalier and his stalker.
Mm.
Ah, yes, that's new from Silverchair, newish from Silverchair.
Straight
lines here. Get this on Triple M around the nation. And we've had a lot of people calling up. Who was it who called us up to say that Howard Jones is coming to the Hornsby RSL?
Yeah. Howard Jones?
Why would Toto come in when we're talking about Howard Jones?
Get out of here. Any publicity. Jesus, guys.
I was talking
about that.
Howard Jones. He'd like to get to know you well.
We stuffed it up.
I blame Toto.
I blame Toto. Maestro.
Do you?
The people at the Hornsby RSL are not joking. Howard Jones is coming.
Right. It's not a sick joke. They're playing on people.
He's bringing a synthesizer, and we're hoping his parents, who were sighted selling merch on the door at recent shows in England,
good.
Would like to meet them. I'm sure they'll be sporting the eyeliner pirate pants. Being stalked, you say, Ed Cavalier.
Look, I don't want to say too much because he could be watching.
Carl Stefanovic.
He's stalking me.
What evidence do you have of this? Sounds ludicrous.
Well, listen to this. Off air, my phone rang.
Yeah.
And he's left me a message. Have a listen to this.
You have one new message. Message received today at 2:09 a.m.
All right, what about dress-ups? Because there are a few couples that I know that don't mind, you know, doing dress-ups and you know, the toys and all that sort of things. That all adds spice to it.
Hang on, what's he saying?
Yes.
I thought that first bit was meant to be him. Hello, Carl Stefanovic.
He does the message thing himself as well. At least the dress-ups and the toys.
Yeah, okay.
He won't leave me alone.
I get the feeling you're going to be getting more messages from Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah.
Is that right? Can't wait.
What about what's going on with Chappelle Corby now? People are spotting her out and about, so they claim. This is over in Bali. The boss of Bali's notorious Kira Bogan Jail. That's what it's called. if you want to contact Chappelle, write to Akira Bogue in jail. Has denied that star inmate Chappelle Corby is allowed out.
Star inmate?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
She's on the wall.
She's got the red carpet up to her cell.
She's
not getting pestered by Hollywood reporters on her way in.
Maybe she is, because allegations are that she's being allowed out to nightclubs. Rumours that Australian tourists had spotted her at Bali night spots. A row erupted in Jakarta last week when the corrupt former head of the city's transport authority. That's actually the title of his job. Corrupt former head. Vote for me for corrupt former head of the transport authority. Was allowed out of jail to attend his daughter's wedding. In recent years, Tommy Suharto, son of the former dictator, was seen in Jakarta nightclubs while he was serving his sentence for ordering the murder of a Supreme Court judge. And my favourite, repentant Bali bomber Ali Imran was recently spied having a coffee at Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
As part of a sponsorship deal?
Call us in if you've, you know, seen any Chappelle sightings.
Because I was going to suggest that the people who think they see Chappelle in Bali in the nightclubs are on the juice.
On the gear.
Yeah.
Straight out of the boogie book.
On the pipe. But maybe they're right.
Yeah.
Call us in if you've seen it.
Is it locals who just think we all look the same? Oh, is that it? Is that what's going on?
Is it just Rowena Wallace?
Oh, look at that. Now, where is that
with
coming
the wig
from?
On. Well, that's a great idea.
Lookalike idea.
That is a
thank
poor,
you, Rich.
Poor lookalike.
No, I think it's quite good.
Either way, she's got a more active social life than most of us.
That's so.
And she's in the hooscow.
God, that's so true.
Up the river, you say.
That's so true.
So anyway, you know, I
did spend last Saturday night, I should say, being angry at the Xbox for not downloading Dreamgirls fast enough.
There you go.
So don't tell me I don't know how to party.
You'll be straight to Kira Bogan with that sort of illegal behaviour. I'd like to think that was going on here, though. Bit of day release action. Ivan Milat complaining that he can't get good seats for the boy from Oz. That'd be good. What is this rubbish up the back?
I'll give everyone a lift. I'll give you a lift if you want.
Don't forget his musical, The Boy from Belanglo, is something I've been told not to say. What have we got here? Oh, what's going on in the war on terror? We like to keep you informed.
Look, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm upset that you guys didn't like my Stefanovic thing as much as I thought
you
would.
It was good.
But you had that look like now you're going to spend the next 6 months finding dirty messages.
Yeah.
Like that was the look I got from you.
I would have gone with if I had two more. And you go, well, on their own.
I knew he was going to say that.
Sort of not that, because it doesn't have anyone's name. It doesn't say Ed at any point. But if you play three of them, it'll sort of be as good as one really good one. That's just my way of looking at it. Sorry.
Anyway.
War on terror. Yeah. The British government recruited people who claimed to be psychic for a series of experiments to ascertain whether people with special powers could help protect the nation. A group of volunteers underwent blindfold tests to see whether they could see the contents of a sealed envelope containing pictures of famous people. This is the British government in the war on terror, putting pictures of Lindsay Lohan in an envelope and going, who do you reckon that is? Not surprisingly, most couldn't.
Most. Some did.
One psychic even fell asleep while trying to concentrate. Gee, that war on terror is coming along, isn't it? Someone's come in on Monday morning and gone, you know what I saw on the weekend, X-Men? That's what we need, psychic mutants. Psychic mutants, that'll give us the leg up.
Are you growing some blue hair around your face, are you?
Is that true, though?
Like
it's just a
beast
film.
Fellow.
Oh, I don't know. Just get the new weekly. Put some pictures in an envelope. If more than 50% of them know who they are, bang, sorted, watch out, Al-Qaeda.
It's like Harold Ramis is writing the program for the War on Terror. That's like the opening scene of Ghostbusters.
That is desperation.
Jesus. I like most couldn't. That means some could. That means that there are some people employed out there as psychics for the war on terror.
That means there's some people out there who guessed correctly.
No.
Who's that woman who
Amanda
does...
Amanda DeWarren.
The pet
psychic.
For...
Take Five.
She is now our leading chance of the war on terror in the Southeast Asian region.
Well, if Tiddles, the grumpy pusscat from, you know, Wangaratta, ever decides to have a red-hot go at some terrorism, Amanda's going to be on it weeks before she gets anything planned.
Do we have another stalking message from Carl Stefanovic?
Listen, Martin, we don't all have 14 hours a day, all right?
Should we do another one?
I heard it this morning.
Another one, you say, Richard?
Should I just play the same one again?
Yeah, no, I think we'll go to a song. More in a moment, I'll get this. What's my scene? That'd be Huda Gurus here at Get This on Triple M, where, you know, showbiz. Is it time for showbiz?
Yeah.
And who do we turn to for quality show business information?
Those industry sources, onlookers, observers, associates, friends and a pal. Those well-placed insiders and most fellow diners could not help but notice the smell. Those in attendance were startled to witness the fast-growing stain in his pants. But that's just the way Mr. Hasselhoff likes to do business when he's visiting France.
Oh, we all remember that story. Possibly the most pathetic story in one of the women's mags. David Hasselhoff pisses self at airport. That was international headline news.
Brilliant photography, though.
Yeah.
Straight down the barrel, as it were.
But since then, you know, we haven't really struck a lot of gold.
No, we've been struggling, Tone.
Yeah, I'm looking through today.
It's all Lindsay, what's-her-name, isn't it?
Yeah, and Brittany. Brittany in the new weekly. Mm-hmm. The new buzz cut. The crazy tattoos and the weird new wigs. They're so weird. They're just wigs, aren't they? So weird about them. Anyway, Brittany is, of course, in the Crossroads Rehab Centre. Wasn't that the name of that film?
No.
Oh. Wasn't she in that film, Crossroads?
Yes, she was.
Well, Mariah Carey is held up at Glitter.
Oh, yes.
She is.
Lindsay Lohan's at the Herbie Fully Loaded Centre down the street. That's pretty funny. You're in Crossroads. Within 5 years, you're in the Crossroads Rehab Centre. There's your Hollywood arc right there.
Not bad.
And when K-Fed is looking like the responsible parent.
Isn't he coming up a treat?
Things are going wrong.
I'm keeping the kids until Brittany's out of rehab. She's not responsible, says K-Fed from a drug-fueled stupor and a dump master out the back of Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, look at the picture of the responsible dad.
He's looking good.
Is that a mugshot? No, that's his latest publicity photo. Who else is in the mags? Oh, those weird wigs. I love the medical conditions that the women's mags seem to come up with.
What's she got?
You've got boob dents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
of course,
real, though.
Who's suffering from trout pout?
I saw that in real life the other
day. And now Lindsay's got... Oh, it's tress.
What's that?
That means that you're losing your hair because you've, been under the sun lamp too long or whatever people do to their hair now.
Really?
Yes, it's tress. And I'm worried about those weird wigs.
I'm beside myself about it. But do I need a weird wig to cover my tryst list or whatever it's called?
Tryst list? We've seen your tryst list. We'll get to that. I'm talking tress.
So how does it work? The more sunlight, the more hair you lose.
Yeah.
So by that logic, you guys should be, full head of hair.
ZZ Top style.
Lustrous locks.
We should be packing these split ends Noel Crombie helicopter hair by your theory. But no. It's obviously a surfeit of hair product, sunlight, and crystal meth, I'm guessing.
Ah, there it is.
Tress.
Crystal meth. Crystal meth gets a bad rap on this show.
It certainly does.
They'll never sponsor us.
Oh, look at this. You've got Angelina and Brad.
Oh, wow. What have they? Have they saved Africa?
No, but...
Come on!
In order to counter the actress's grief following the death of her mum, she's quickly had to adopt a couple more Vietnamese babies. And they've got, a number of children of different nationalities.
Yeah.
Now, you're in a family like this, in a way, aren't
Mate,
you?
It's exactly like... It is almost exactly like my family.
Well, the New Weekly have come up with a name for a family like yours, Ed Cavalier.
Litigation? Full of litigation?
No, it's a
judgment pending.
A rainbow family. Oh, Brad and Angelina have got a rainbow family.
The Benetton family.
Am I in a rainbow family?
Apparently.
A caramel flavoured rainbow paddle pop family.
At least you're not in a lavender marriage.
That's true. Hello to everyone out there.
Yes.
Keeping up the public front, lavender style. Rich, just name one.
No, here we go. We've been told we are not allowed to name phony showbiz marriages on this show, even if Tom Cruise is involved in one. We're not allowed to talk about it.
Just one.
Yeah, no. Maybe later. Maybe when Josh Lawson gets
here.
He'll have some gossip. He'll be in these women magazines.
No, he'd like to be.
Yeah. Because he's coming up in that thing.
Librarians.
The librarians, true. And
Sea Patrol.
Sea Petrol, as it looks like to me in the ads. Sequel to that old one, Petrol Boat. Does everyone remember Petrol Boat?
Was that Jack Thompson?
I think probably.
No, that was Spy Force.
Probably.
What the hell is Spy Force?
Spy Force, you can catch it about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
On Channel 9. Is that, I'm pretty
Spy
sure that's...
Spy Force?
Is that Jack Thompson? I'm pretty sure it
Cue
is.
Cue up the Russell Crowe sting. Cue up there. Okay.
What is Spy Force?
Spy Force was an old show, Australian show, made in the early 70s, maybe 71, 72, I think.
Paddle Steamer?
Sigrid Thornton?
No, it's wartime gear, I think. Bill Hunter was involved. And Russell Crowe made his screen debut as a child in one episode as an orphan.
No way.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what an orphan would say.
I know you were.
And so I lack for parents. And this, our merry spy force. Anything he says from set music. Look, are we over time? We probably are.
Maybe.
And yet there was so much more to get to.
Name one Keith Urban song.
That'll be in the next hour. I'll get this. Thank you very much. Those pals and outsiders.
Wow. Amazed fellow diners. And yes, someone close to the star. Insist that a friend of an onlooker's pal had associates there in the bar. Allegedly someone, according to sources, soon startled observers and pals. But friends were not sure what the pals saw. Sources all swore something took place, but none of that was verified by insiders or observers or the pals.
Oh, look, coming up next, what's going on at your place?
Get this.
Truly Titanic.
Brought to you by Pantsless Harry Bepto, the Sunshine Coast's Mr. Downblouse, 3 years running.
Good morning, everybody. Still get this around the nation on Triple M. Just a reminder, the podcast is steaming.
Is
we haven't got a new one today. There's a new one, I think, day before yesterday. Podcast 59, that's up there.
Wow.
Chockers with roasted veggies. But during that ad break, I know there were some of those ads that people, you know, they don't like the terminology. Yeah, I'd like to apologise to anyone suffering from premature or erectile... As we like to say here on the Loony Bin.
Oh.
Yeah, caught you out there. You've got to be ready for the Loony Bin.
I'm always ready.
Yeah, I don't think we are the Loony Bin anymore. I reckon let's have some music. What have you got for us, Ed Cavalier? You don't
know. I left the studio during the break.
He was chasing the sandwich bloke up the corridor.
To me, it feels like a guitar.
He does it.
Cello.
Yeah. Really?
I've got both of those.
Maybe even a string quartet kind of a feel for this morning.
I've got an operetta.
Yeah. That'll do.
What is that? What's an operetta?
It's something that's happening in the next 5 seconds.
Okay,
I'm
two,
hoping.
Three, four.
That's Avril Lavigne. Keep holding on here at Get This on Triple M around the nation, where Ed Cavalier is being stalked by Carl Stefanovic.
Absolute bollocks.
Oh, really? More evidence in the coming days, but let's get up the mountain. Which mountain's that? Talk about it. I think you find mountain. Yes, rental market. Shame. Oh, what's going out on the, you know, the rental market?
You know what? And it's actually funny you should say that, because my old flatmate John, the man with the 13-year-old AFL shorts, he is...
our fashion week consultant.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
It's all about legs. He's writing an article this weekend in some newspaper about that very topic.
And slagging you off in the process?
Probably.
Hopefully. rental auctions are being banned. The hammer is about to fall on rogue real estate agents who exploit the nationwide shortage of rental properties. New guidelines to be issued by the Real Estate Institute of Australia will outlaw rental auctions and ban the use of a rental price range.
Have they managed to outlaw using Bluetooth apparatus while you're standing upright and not in a car with real estate agents as well?
Has that come in? It's a great set of guidelines.
What about banning white shoes and spiky hair? Has that come in for real estate agents?
Please. That's always good. Have you read these guidelines? Because you're going to need them if you're getting back on the market.
Yeah, I know.
They're great. They ooze character and ideal for the potential renovator. That's always a good phrase, isn't it? Oozing character.
Sorry, I should let you get all the way through that before
I jumped in. I had three goes at it. It really wasn't worth the trouble anyway. Went around the back way, tried to crowbar it in again and just thought, why am I bothering?
Sorry, Tay, it's my fault. That's what happens when you don't, like, I don't know what you're going to say.
No, that's very poor.
So I just jump in.
No, it's all my fault.
With some rubbish.
Crashed it myself and now I'm lingering at the scene of the accident. That's what I like. Let's just stay here for a couple more minutes.
I'm happy.
But no, you're telling me, though, that you're getting the boot. Are you? Is that because of all the things you've been saying about your flatmates on the show?
Look, probably. No, what's happened is I know someone that's moving into a new house. And they've got this system of like a cleaning system of points or something or another, where you get 300 points every quarter. And it's like 14 points for doing the dishes, you know, six points for cleaning muck out of somewhere. Yeah. And I thought, geez, that sounds like a death nail. That's a death nail.
It's a death nail.
In my coffin. Oh, what is the word again?
It's a death nail.
Death knell.
You
Sorry.
Sound the death knell. You pound the death nail.
Well, whatever it is, it's ringing loud and clear in my ears. Death, whatever. Yeah. The death knell. Right. Yeah. So now I'm about to start living in a cleaning nanny state at my house. And I said, don't tell them. Don't tell my housemates about it.
Oh, they're getting the point system.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Her point system. Last night. Point system.
And how many points have you racked up? Nil, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, negative. I'm in the negative.
Okay, so you might be back on the market.
Just because you leave tins of tuna open on the bench in the sun.
For weeks? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
It's an open tuna nanny state.
I'm a busy guy.
But have you struck this? Richard, have you heard about this? The rental auctions?
Yeah, I've heard about people bartering to try and, you know, people don't mind going $100, $200 over the asking price.
I'll pay you the whole 6 months rent in advance, that kind of thing.
Insane. But there was a thing on Media Watch saying that some of that talk is kind of inflated, you know, that they're saying that it's worse than what it actually is to create.
Why would they do that?
To create some sort of, you know, maybe make people expect it.
Ah.
Know what I mean?
Oh, okay. But, so maybe have the wallet open already. But before the Bluetooth arrives.
Yeah. I'm fine at my place, though. My landlords are upstairs.
Oh, like Man About the House.
Yeah, it is. Funnier, though. I kind of struck gold there. It's kind of frustrating that they're in their, I reckon they're in their 70s, something like that. But they're good landlords. I get along well with them.
Oh, that's no use for us.
I know.
And are they hard at it all the time? Is it just, you know what I'm saying? Is it just noisy from up there the whole time?
Yeah. They're in their 70s, but they're really sweet. Like, if I give them a bottle of wine at Christmas and Easter, everything's fine. He puts
such a nice guy.
He takes them in.
You're the nicest guy.
I give them the occasional movie ticket that might drift across my desk.
Okay.
Yeah, you see
free tickets to Richard Marsden Live.
Yeah.
7 minutes of gold. No, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're not going to be back on the market. Now, I've seen you occasionally, Ed, on that website, realestate.com.
It's
very handy.
Very handy.
But I notice if you go through the pages, you start to work out the tricks. Beware when there's only shots of the outside of the property.
That's the thing you're looking for. Only six shots of different angles of the barbecue. Don't get involved.
Or
open-minded means ice selling.
Oozing character actually just means oozing.
Yeah.
And I love it when there's a shot of the view from the window. You don't want to see what's back here behind me, buddy, but check out that beautiful place across the road.
And when you get there, you've realised that they've stood on the toilet, lent the camera out the window, taking a shot.
And when they use, you know, the telephoto, the most extreme Brian De Palma telephoto lens possible to make a shoebox look like the MCG. Just right up in the corner in like the security camera position. There are so many dodgy tricks on the old real estate photographs. But what are we talking about? What's going on at your place? Rental trouble? Shared household trouble? Landlord trouble?
Something good. Have you built something for the house that's working a treat?
All we want to know.
Like when we built the bouch at my house in Newtown.
The bouch?
The bouch was a double bed that doubled as a couch.
Yes.
So it was it's milk crates on the floor as the base.
Yes.
A double bed mattress on top.
Wow.
Cushions, TV, action.
Wow. And on top of that, Ed Cavalier and the ambassadress for Canada.
No, don't
mention her again on the show. Call us now. What's going on at your place? 133353. Oh, there's no need for that sort of language. It's Ed Cavalier.
Scatting.
He's possibly going to be out on the rental market, and there's a lot going on. There's a shortage of properties, or is that all nonsense, as Richard Marsden suggests? They're just fluffing their own pillows.
Shock jock.
Rental auctions
the
and
Lavender shock jock.
Give us a call. We'll talk about it.
Don't call him Lavender.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, man.
Where did that come from? Just out of nowhere.
I don't know. Yeah. Just
unsolicited swipe.
The listeners will get us out of trouble.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What's going on in your place?
I'm in a rental house, and for half of our house, it's on a slant.
Yes.
But to make things worse, 6 months out of the year, my sister's door won't close. The other 6 months out of the year, my mother's door won't close.
So it's everyone into your room?
Pretty much.
Ooh.
Or just no doors closed.
Wow. Right, why is this? Is this because of the slope?
I'm not sure. It might be a heat. We're pretty sure it's like a heat and cold thing.
Oh, right. Okay. You're not having to get the eases in.
I was going
to
say.
The eases. It's now a job. Because of the drought, this bloke's called the door eases. It's just a bloke with a plane comes around, planes the bottom of your door.
Oh, wow, that's the makings of a cop-style show, isn't it?
Door easers!
Bad boys.
We've had our doors eased so many times, they're about a foot tall. It's like
it's like saloon doors.
Changing room in just jeans. The dog just walks under the door now. It's been so heavily eased.
Hello, James.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Really good, sir. What happened?
Look, I used to live upstairs, downstairs from my my landlord, mm-hmm. and one day he was sort of talking to me, and he said, do you like the look of your door? And I said, well, you know, it could do with the paint.
Yep.
And he said, okay, yep, no worries. Came back from work the next day, and he'd repainted it with house paint, a bright purple, and wanted to charge me $50 for his work.
For his
and
life.
I'm wrenching the place.
For his
it gets worse, though, because as I was walking in, he thinks he's a bit of a handyman.
Yeah.
I've actually pulled on the door, and he hasn't fixed it properly. The handle's come off, and he said, right, here's a screwdriver, and this is what you're going to use to open your house door from now on. And I said, well, given that I live in St Kilda, do you think that, you know, thieves may actually have a screwdriver handy?
Yeah, they might have that skeleton key, the screwdriver. And was he charging you screwdriver rental on that as well?
No, no, no. But it was actually quite funny going into work with a screwdriver, you know, walking it down Collins Street and seeing people look at me. And I said, you know, that's my house key now.
And did you get a nice, like a screwdriver, a keychain for it? That would have been nice.
No,
I love New York one.
That's great, though, when the landlord shows up and offers to do something and then charges you afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's showing up in women's clothing. If you've got a girlfriend, I can probably help out here.
And it's always a touching moment, isn't it, James, when you give that special lady a screwdriver to your house?
Luckily, I don't live there anymore.
Ah, fair. Thanks, okay. Simon.
They've changed the screws. Who have we got? Simon.
Hey,
hello, Simon.
What's up?
What's going on at your place?
Oh, you won't believe it.
Yeah,
will.
Hit by lightning, knocked unconscious.
Yes.
And then I've just, like, come through, and then, like, we've been kicked out of the premises, and then the landlord rings me up for the rent.
Wait a second. Now, where are you hit by lightning? Where did that happen?
Well, the whole building was hit by lightning and condemned. And we're all kicked out by from the emergency services, told to leave the premises.
Yeah.
And had to find somewhere else to live, and now the landlord's ringing us up for the rent.
For the pre-lightning rent or post-lightning?
Yeah.
Both.
Both.
I'll just take anything. And what's left of the house? I mean, what did it look like after it was struck by lightning?
Well, can you imagine what it looks like after a lightning bolt hits a roof?
I'm imagining...
There's nothing left.
Right. I'm seeing Wile E. Coyote after a firecracker's gone off backwards.
Yeah, it's like a big bomb had just hit the building.
Really? Wow. Oh, well, that's an ideal fixer-upper opportunity. Oozing charm, according to the ad I'm looking at.
Thank you, Simon. Well, I feel kind of bad. Now you can move in with Rich. Hi, Rowan. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
What happened?
Yeah, I love your show, boys.
Oh, thank you.
I'm still in the place at the moment. We, when we moved in there, we didn't realise, but the roof leaked in the back.
Yep.
And we asked her if they could fix it up, and then they turned around and said if we fix it, we're going to charge you more rent.
Oh! Would that be technically illegal?
Yeah, it is illegal, but they also, the heater didn't work.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't fix that either.
Yeah.
And the stumps in the middle of the house are gone, and the whole house is starting to cave in.
Oh, man, you're not going to be able to afford the rent at this rate.
And what happened?
Oh, we took them to court.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, we got 2 months free rent out of it.
Brilliant. We are turning into ombudsman on this show.
But but do you have to stay in the house with the leaky and the floor collapsing?
Yeah, we're still there. We're trying to get out now, but every place we apply for, we keep getting knocked back.
Oh, dear.
Because we have to put the current real estate's name on the application form.
Oh, so they're blacklisting you now?
I think they might be, yeah.
Because you had the appalling, you know, disgraceful behaviour of demanding that something be done about the water coming through the roof of your house. Troublemakers!
You guys are all the same.
Nanny state!
Did they try and sell you the leaky roof as a water feature?
No, they didn't do that.
Oh, right.
Well, that's no good. Well, good luck to you. I'm sorry to hear that, Rowan.
Now, if you're listening to us on some kind of Bluetooth device with some white shoes and a spiky hair, give Rowan a chance out there.
We don't have time for anyone more, but I know
Chris.
You've got someone there. Chris, are you there?
How are you?
What happened?
Not too bad, mate. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, sorry, we're doing the show backwards today.
Sorry, mate.
And thanks for joining us. Now, what happened?
When we first moved into this house, me and my girlfriend, all excited, turn up to the house, try to use the key in the front door, wouldn't work. So we go to the back door, ring the real estate. The locks had been changed, so he had to kick the back door in to get into the house.
Yes.
Jeez.
And the back door was a hollow bedroom internal door.
Mm. Right.
And that took 12 months to change.
Jeez.
Then the roof started leaking.
Yeah. Water feature?
Oh, yeah. No, it was fantastic.
And
the
so...
The oven went.
The Where'd oven it go? Blew up.
Oh, jeez.
And whenever we cook in anything, every 5 minutes it bangs.
Hey. And so you've contacted the landlord?
Many times, but he's actually in Russia.
Of course he is.
Tony Mockbell's your landlord. That's nice. Hey, Chris, have you ever seen the movie The Money Pit?
Oh, this is more than The Money Pit.
Oh, really?
It's on a main road.
Yes.
And, like, we can't watch TV. Every 5 seconds, the trucks come past and the TV flickers. It's like watching an SBS show or something.
Well,
I guess...
It's
the house that West Excelsior built.
Well, I guess all you can hope for is the whole place will be struck by lightning.
Condemned.
And there'll be a massive gum tree at the front, so that might help.
Yeah. Get some aluminium foil on it. Away you go.
Bang.
I'm hoping one day I'll come home and the tree's through the house.
It could be arranged.
Well, just make sure you don't contact the landlord or the rent will be going up. Well, if that's a cross section of what's going on out there, good luck to you, Ed Cavalli.
Oh, I'll take the cleaning regime.
Jump into those waters. Thanks to everyone who called us up with a sorry story. We're going to, we're going to put that frown upside down in the next hour with the help of the star of Sea Petrol, Josh Lawson.
Get this.
When I heard the result this morning, I felt a bit stressed and depressed myself. So I think the public has every right to be feeling a bit toey on it.
Brought to you by Grant, the delivery driver who hates his job and most of the people he works with. Down boy.
What I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna.
It's the second hour of Get This.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
Actually, it has been for some time. Welcome aboard. It's the second hour. Yeah, the second big hour. And who's with us? Josh Lawson. Throw him around. Fake ground star of, Sea Petrol.
Sea Petrol.
Sorry to keep calling that. What is Sea Patrol?
Sea Patrol is the hot new drama.
Have they combined patrol boat and water rats?
Together at last.
And come out with you?
Yeah, I'm the product of that marriage.
And what about this librarians? How's that going? Wayne Hope and Robin Butler used to sit in this very time slot.
Replaced by me, yeah. I'm working with them now on the librarians for the ABC with Bob Franklin.
What about Shandon?
Oh, look, it's this I'm working. Shandon, written by Robbie Carlton.
Bang.
Wow.
For the movie network later on in the year. So.
And, of course, your failed entrant in Trop Fest. We want to talk about that.
Yeah, can we? Can we talk about
that?
Yeah,
talk about anything you like.
People have been to see it. At the screenings around the country.
There have been some screenings. You know, can we put it on the website or something?
Oh, I mean, let's do something like that. And let's do it next on Get This. It's Get This. It's the second hour. That's you two on Triple M around the nation. I apologise for my trouble putting words together this morning. We had to go to some kind of station function last night, which Ed and I have never done.
Hmm. Ever. And then when we left, we got into the lift.
Yes.
Someone had really done some stuff in there.
Someone had let one go.
Massively.
You know, it was a bunker buster. and we get to the bottom and I'm going, oh no, what if other people get into the lift now? And of course, 700 people got into the lift.
Right, you didn't see this tone. So they all got in and I said, it wasn't us, I promise.
Yeah.
And I went, ha 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 ha. Then I walked off, realised I didn't have my bike helmet, had to go back up.
Yeah.
As I was coming back into the lift, some of those people were getting out with some other people I hadn't seen before. And the guy that got out goes, oh, that's him. Yeah, he didn't do it. And they all just laughed.
Oh, brum, brum,
brum. Yeah. It's a Larry David episode waiting to go. Please, a round of applause for Josh Lawson.
Bang, another one. Oh.
Hopefully you weren't being just handed endless beers by your own boss last night.
I'm a bit disappointed that I wasn't invited to stand in for you, because often at functions I am the Tony Martin by proxy.
And how do you go?
Well, I get a lot of phone numbers.
Yeah,
really? Yeah,
right?
Women throw themselves at you / me, and
is that right?
Yeah, I'm it's a
loose women. Would you say?
I would call them floozies.
Whoa.
Except if they're listening, in which case I call them lovely.
Oh, lovely,
they're lovely, those harlots. Okay, what about this film that you and Ed Cavalli made? It was meant to be in.
We didn't make it, we were in it.
We made it. Luke Tierney and Daly Pearson.
Yeah.
They're out there. We're just the talent.
Yeah.
Mm. Listen to this. Peter's been along to see it. I went to Tropfest Best of the Rest Festival in Melbourne on Tuesday, and I saw Ed and Josh's film, or the film they're in, Squid. I have to find. I have to say that Ed's performance wasn't as warm as his performance as Gus in the KFC ad.
Different motivation, bro. Yeah. Gus's motivation is obviously chicken and his boyfriend. the motivation for the character is squid. Very different.
Says that the relationship between Ed and Josh wasn't as strong when compared. With the one between Gus and his friend in the KFC ads. Gee, when your movie isn't as well sort of thought through as an ad.
Yeah, well, look, in fairness, that was a very good ad. So
Fair Cop did a great job on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like putting it up against Goodfellas or something. That was a very terrific ad. So, look, I think a fair criticism. There was no chicken on set.
No.
You know, Ed and I aren't boyfriends. So no. I guess
the filmmakers are getting the thumbs up.
Oh,
though.
Okay, all right.
What the guy liked is... this is Peter. The editing of the film was good, as it didn't have one side of a conversation clearly done at 9 o'clock in the morning and the other half done at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Yes. That's something you see a lot with the shadows.
Yeah, lots of shadows.
Okay, well, good shadow work, not enough to get into Tropfest.
No. Right. Well, look, if you know, which is a big disappointment. We had a great time filming Squid, and it was it's a great film, and I hope that it has a future outside of.
What are you thinking?
Well,
peep shows.
Yes, I think you put in $1 for 10 minutes and you get to see the whole thing.
There you go. That'd be awesome.
Is Josh really singing in the film?
That is my voice.
Wow.
I do get to sing in that.
Okay. Well, I think we've sizzled up Squid. Mm. Oh, people will be looking for that on YouTube. Is that where it'll end up?
Yeah, we can chuck it on YouTube.
We'll make sure we put it on YouTube. I'll get in touch with the filmmakers and see if they like to put it on YouTube.
All right, that's enough of your film work.
Okay.
What about
that Peter Jackson writing in? Said Peter.
It's not Peter Jackson.
Yeah. Peter, is it Jacko?
Yeah. He can't get enough. He wants
Bad Taste 2.
Yeah. See, he's taking on Peter Jackson now.
Oh, no, in a good way.
Yeah.
Hi, Pete.
What is Sea Patrol?
Sea Patrol. I just got back from shooting that up in Queensland.
Yes.
New show, new drama on Channel 9 with Lisa McCune and Ian Stanlake.
And what's your job?
I am the chef in the galley.
Oh. Chef.
He's looking at me like I meant to know Steven Seagal-like knife skills.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you like a whiz with the Tommy gun or something?
No, the Tommy gun.
Wow. So it's Under Siege style.
Yes,
the chef is handy with the fist.
Yes, with Dick Tracy apparently.
Oh, right.
No, it is. So we're in the Navy. I like most chefs in the Navy are quite skilled with rifles.
Yeah.
So I think in the opening shot of the first episode, you see me letting off a few rounds.
Bang,
I think
bang.
They call it. Strapped. I'm pretty strapped with a rifle. So,
and when the opening titles come on, what's your shot? Sort of turning to camera.
Look, I have again.
Smile.
I would look
popping through a porthole.
I'm not too sure. I would love to have been like going to get a book off the bookshelf and realizing the camera's in my house. And going, oh, what are you guys doing here? Look, I'm not 100% sure what it is. I'm sure it's me in the galley somewhere cooking up a rissole or some chips or something.
Oh, that's some pretty exciting hype we've just generated right there.
Sorry.
Look at these chips on this new show.
Yeah.
Hot chips. Way.
This is hot chips they're talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Not your crisps.
Hey, who's getting a bad rep? Do you want to talk about that?
Yep.
Because that bloke, Nicholas Boot,
wow.
who got the boot from Today Tonight,
wow.
the tie's turning.
Wow.
People are going pro boot.
Into bat.
Really?
Yeah.
Bat for the boot.
Let's go into bat for boot next on Get This. Oh, let's rip it up. That's your jet right here. Get This Around the Nation. Josh Lawson is here. He's starring in 2 new shows coming up.
Right.
There's your 3 now.
Sea Petrol.
Yeah, Sea Petrol.
Librarians.
The Librarians. That's Wayne Hope and Robin Butler's new show. Starts filming today.
Bang.
So bon voyage to everyone on that.
Where have you been today?
We went for a tour of the St Kilda Library, through the St Kilda Library to get some inspiration. And some,
right. Inspiration.
Inspiration and inject some realism into this.
What else do people inject at the St Kilda Library?
okay.
Indeed.
That's the fictional St Kilda Library.
Oh, right.
Not the real one.
You told me there was some toilet gear going on.
What, at the real St Kilda Library?
I'm sure that's not the case.
No. I couldn't tell you for sure. I wasn't there for long enough.
Oh, listen
was,
to it.
I'm beep, 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 beep. Just reversing.
I'll get us out of trouble.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Carl Stefanovic has been stalking Ed Cavalli.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Have you got another one of those threatening messages?
You have 2 new messages.
That's not him there.
Message received today at 10:26 a.m.
Hi Ed, it's Cecilia on the phones. Look, Carl's just actually called in and he thought that your ill-prepared segment before was hilarious. That's what he said. I think he's going to call you with some advice shortly. Just thought I'd let you know. Okay, see ya.
Yeah, thanks.
How's that?
Message received today at 10:29 a.m.
Maybe just maybe it's worth just cut them off, and I mean, if it blows off, it blows off. It's, I'm not going to laugh because otherwise it might be construed as being juvenile.
What's going on there?
He's backing off.
Is he?
This is what he... These are the games he plays. It's the push me, pull you with Carl. Yeah. Well, you know, 2 a.m. he's all, let's get in with the toys. And then when it goes public, he's all, oh, no, no, no.
You said 3 shows. What's the third one you're in, Josh?
Shandon.
Oh, yeah.
Shandon, okay. Later on in the year by Rob homeboy. Carlton. Written by Rob Carlton.
Oh, that's supposed to be good.
It is. It's terrific.
Oh, that's going to be
terrific.
Mm. We're going to talk about who's getting a bad rap. Do you want to do that? Nicholas Boot. You don't follow the Nicholas Boot story?
Well, no. I heard about it. You filled me in.
Chains. Pensioners and chains was the story. Mm. Boot, of course, has been punished for the way he deceived the public. But Seven's claims, this is in The Australian today, and makes a good point. Seven's claims that he alone is responsible surely must be questionable. Everyone from executive producer through to the editor and crew should have been aware of the stunt. Boot, who took no legal advice before agreeing to take the rap and keep quiet about it, according to those who know him, is angry that no one else shared in taking responsibility. You said this the other day, Richard.
Oh, yeah.
As if they're just crossing live to something we don't know what it's going to be.
I mean, I was initially in the Boot camp, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
Where's a boy?
Like, surely, okay, not a great idea, but everyone would have seen that. I mean, maybe even possibly. I mean, I'm not suggesting, but maybe even the host saw it. Because you never know. There would have been producers and executive producers and editors seeing it.
Absolutely.
But maybe they just do chuck stuff to air on Seven and don't watch it. The rich list doesn't look like it's gone.
No, that's true.
The filtering, does it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we're going to go pro-Boot now on the show.
Yeah, pro-Boot.
We're turning around on Boot.
Welcome, Josh. You're now pro the guy that chained a pensioner to a bed.
Yeah.
Happy?
I was before, to be honest. I didn't know much about it, but I've always been behind that cause.
But is there someone you feel is getting a bad rap undeservedly?
Well, look, I guess I have felt for a long time that Britney Spears is getting a bad rap.
Yeah, they pick on her, don't they?
They do, and I think she just gets sexier and sexier with each follicle she removes from her head. I think she's a tremendous talent.
Really?
I think we should back off Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Back off of Britney.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, she's going to release an album anytime now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, she's busy songwriting. Looks like she's... Oh, it's an exhausting songwriting schedule for Britney Spears. Mm. I tell you who's getting a bad rap. Who? Got a bad rap on this show last week, and that is a man whose name is Robert Adler, the late Robert Adler. Do you remember who that was?
Oh, yeah.
The co-inventor of the TV remote control.
Right.
He was the victim of so many jokes last week. Every show was doing them and going in hard. And what I didn't realise is... co-inventor.
That's right.
Co-inventor. So there was another bloke. Looked him up on Wikipedia. Turns out they were in dispute for nearly 50 years.
So who was gonna hold the invention? Yeah.
So in effect, for 50 years, they were fighting over the remote. Oh, I'm sorry. It had to be said.
Well,
it's kind of a split boing there. Yeah. Josh deserves partial credit.
I didn't realize you were going that angle.
No, you helped me. It was a crowbar.
It was a springboard. Okay.
Josh can get something like a...
You're in the loony bin, lost man.
Yeah. More than I deserve.
We haven't gone loony bin already, have we?
Yeah, listen, who tell you who's getting a bad rap is that poor old JD Fortune. First things first, Josh, I reckon you need the same tats as him. Human on one forearm, being on the other.
Right.
That's okay. Rock. A lot of people having a go at him for saying this, that he went to the hotel room where Mike Tyson's, you know.
Died. Yep. Yes, correct.
And he said that I didn't stay there. I just went up there for about 10 minutes. I said my piece to an empty room. It's like with anything. Michael Hutchins was a part of that band. I was asked to be a permanent part of that band. I got to meet all the guys and it's been great.
Yes.
Asked this next question is, did you feel anything there in the hotel room? And his response, I just felt like in excess.
Mm.
Now, that's deep, you know?
Yeah.
This man has got tats, he's a human being, and it's about time he started getting the respect he deserves. Right. He stood in an empty hotel room and came out feeling like in excess. Wow.
I would feel very gypped if I had paid tickets to a concert before he'd gone into that room.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. What was he before?
What was he feeling
what
like
was he
before?
Before?
He's
Hillary
feeling
Duff.
Like a Sig Sig Sputnik.
I want my money back.
Okay, bad rap. Anyone else want to lay some bad rap cards on the table? Richard? Yes, turn your own mic on. That's how it works, award-winning panel operator.
I was in the office earlier today, and I heard you guys having a go at Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
I like Rob Schneider.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Oh, you can't tell me that the hot chick isn't where he swaps body.
Rachel McAdams. Why were we having a go at Rob Schneider?
Oh, you're just suggesting that, you know, he didn't make good movies.
Were we doing that?
I mean, it wasn't a go. You were just saying that they weren't necessarily...
We were suggesting that he should star in...
We had a vehicle for him. We worked out Rob Schneider vehicle. What was it? Oh, see, sometimes things should be written down on bits of paper before said aloud on national radio.
Well, anyway, besides, I mean, the critics...
It was good, though. Oh, it was bloody funny.
the critics seem to have too big a go at Rob Schneider. I'm a big fan of
Agreed. I think what he needs is a vehicle for something serious. Like all those stars, Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey do something quite serious and they get launched into, you know, acclaim. Yeah, Rob Schneider needs his Rain Man.
Yes,
you know,
or, Shakespeare, maybe.
Yeah, we could, you know, get him to play
Prince
Iago
Hamlet,
or...
Danish gigolo. I don't know. Okay, who do you think's getting a bad rap, listeners? Call us up. Going to bat for him. 133353.
Get this.
Caught out by health inspectors because of rats, cockroaches, filth, and poor sanitation.
Brought to you by Jess, who, according to her MySpace page, just bought 120 plates on the Shopping Channel. Personally, I went for the rubber buttocks.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, where we want to know who's getting a bad rap. And Phil has emailed to say Emilio Estevez is getting a bad rap. Would you agree with that, Josh Lawson?
He just got nominated for an Oscar.
Did he?
Well, didn't Bobby get nominated?
No.
Oh, Golden Globe then. That's still pretty good. Golden Globe is not bad. I think he's...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm always championing Repo Man on this show.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a
I'm
good
a big
Emilio
Man
Estevez.
At Work fan.
Yep.
Apparently there was a recent interview with Emilio Estevez who's talking about how the USA used to be such a moral and polite country. And adds Phil, how about having a word with his brother, Charlie Rubber Buttocks Sheen?
Oh, yes.
He was part of the old way. I hope you're not suffering from bucket back. Josh, are you suffering from bucket back?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, come on. Hoisting buckets of water outside.
Oh, I'm sorry, no.
You've been showering with a bucket. Now you've got that valuable grey water, the ugly Dave grey water, out in the garden.
No, look, my back is pretty strong, I'll be honest.
Yeah, right. He's quite happy to coast about on water in Sea Patrol, but... saving it, no.
No dice.
No, but you're right. It is.
I take long showers.
Well, and people have been requesting the bucket back song.
And?
Have we got that here?
I'm bringing bucket back. The painful condition. Bucket back.
This is not doing my back any good.
Bucket back.
Experts recommend bucketers bend their knees, twist, keep feet apart, and lighten the load.
You ready?
Bucket back.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go. Does that count as a song, Nikki? No, it doesn't. All right, let's have some actual music. In the meantime, call us up with who you reckon's getting a bad rap unfairly. 133353. Let's get this. So that's the Swiggers here at Triple M. Josh Lawson's with us, and we're asking who's getting a bad rap and doesn't deserve one, Nicholas Boot style.
Oh.
We've turned round on Boot.
Where could he end up?
Channel 31. No, I think they have higher standards than that. I know they employ Richard Marsland as the prof from time to time on community TV.
Of course. Evidence.
Boot and the prof. Maybe they can get together.
There we go.
There's a show.
Like a cop buddy thing.
He can chain you to something every week. What is Nicholas Boot going to chain the prof to this week?
And you could reason him out of it.
Yep. And there's a pair of bowl cutters lying around.
Yep.
And we have to try and find them.
Yep.
It's a mystery.
Okay.
Get a few hot ladies in there.
That'll be the next Sea Petrol. Look, we have got someone on the line. Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who's unfairly getting a bad rap?
I think Danny Minogue gets a bad rap.
Oh, yes. Now, are you a fan of her?
Sandra, do you have any of her albums?
I don't. No. I don't. However, let's remember, if you're daggy enough or brave enough to look back to Young Talent Time fame, she actually was in the limelight long before Charlene from Neighbours came in on the scene.
Is that right?
And then that was just, the limelight was just ripped away from her and then she's never got it back.
So you're saying Kylie is a wannabe Danny?
Perhaps.
So Danny was the trailblazer and Kylie's come in and stolen her thunder.
And poor Danny has gotten, doesn't matter what she does, she can't do it right and has gotten a bad rap ever since.
No wonder how many wonderful singles she releases with her dancing on the front of a yacht in what they're trying to tell us is Europe, but it's clearly sort of Botany Bay. They're just never going to give her the credit she deserves.
Poor Danny.
Oh, poor Danny.
All right, she's part of Australia's Got Talent. And she went easy on my sister, so you'll notice I'm holding back.
Yeah, I noticed. You hadn't said a word.
That's that show business corruption. It's just creeping into this program.
Isn't it? Sorry, I'm just going to rewind for a second. Your sister was on Australia's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Really? What was her talent?
She was playing the violin. She was part of a sexy string quartet.
They're hot, dude.
Okay.
There's four of them and they're hot.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. He's writing down, must contact Tony's sister.
What is that about? Stop reading over my shoulder.
All right. Who else has got someone who's
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hi, boys. How you going?
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, who's getting a bad rap?
I reckon you are, Ed.
Well, thank you very much. In what context?
Well, yeah, your flatmate's giving you points to clean up. Everyone knows you don't live with your mum anymore, mate.
Does everyone know that, Scott? Are you following me? That's so true. Scott, are you a tidy person at your house?
I'm married to a Virgo, mate. I don't need to be tidy.
Oh, really? Is that the key, is it?
That's the key, mate. Marry a Virgo. They love cleaning up.
Do they love it, or do you just do nothing so they have to?
Well, I'm the cook. I just got to keep them fed and...
You're a genius, Scott. So you're a cook, so you said, I'll cook.
I'll and cook she says, I'm a... any dishes or plates or anything like that.
Are you a professional cook, are you?
Oh, no, just cook at home for all these.
Oh, no.
Right, because Josh Lawson's playing a cook in Sea Patrol.
That's absolutely right. What star sign are you, Scott?
I'm a Taurus, mate. I love food, so I love cooking.
Okay, so what if two Tauruses were to live together? Would you eventually drown in your own filth?
Well, we would, but we'd eat good.
You'd eat well. You'd die happy.
You'd either explode or drown in your own filth. Thank you very much, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott is... on you, Scott. He's referring to something in the last year. It revealed that there's a point system at his house. Man. How many points do you have to get a day?
Okay, it's 300 a quarter.
300
of cleaning points. And it's like 14 to do the dishes. It's 2 if you bring someone over, like for a visit. It's like 6 if you, you know, don't.
But what do you
shout a diatribe at the television, then walk off when they're watching Grey's Anatomy? Well, so I'll get those. Much, I'll lose those points.
How much to shower, say, once a week?
Oh, that's right.
That you surely get like 50 points for that.
Yeah. If I cut down on showers,
you go out of your way.
I see what you mean.
If you it's so easy for me not to shower. At some point. Right. And if I go, you know what? No, I'm gonna meet you halfway. I'm gonna have a shower on a Wednesday.
Once a week. If I do it in the living room, that's more points.
Right. So yeah. So the system is in fact to get points by not doing things.
That's a great idea.
Less work for more reward.
Because apparently you have to pay $200 at the end of the quarter if you haven't done your cleaning tasks.
Right. I see. That's
where
the punishment.
Are you living, Nazi Germany?
That's ridiculous.
And that's looking to me like a fair investment.
Yeah.
Just to see how far I could push it. And at the end of the quarter, give them the $200 soiled in Snickers wrappers.
And here's another $200 for the next quarter in advance.
If anyone wants me, I'll be taking a dump on the floor.
How? And calling it material, forget this. How are we going in our hunt for a sponsor? Let's find out next on Get This. That's Snow Petrol here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Josh Lawson is here.
Greg's called.
Oh, what's Greg got to say?
Hola, Greg. If it's 2 points for inviting someone over, he says, just throw a party and invite 150 people once a quarter. Bang, there's your 300 points.
And how does that help with the cleaning? The system hasn't been very well thought through, I don't think.
Oh, this spreadsheet. I should remind, though, that this is in its infancy. It's based on a system that a friend of mine has moved into. And this is how far it's gone. There's a series of little like dolls, like troll dolls and little He-Man dolls on the... Josh, it's going to be okay.
Already I don't like it. But,
and on the windowsill. And whichever troll doll is at the front, that's whose job it is to do the dishes. And once you've done the dishes, you pick up your troll doll and put it at the end of the doll queue, as it were.
And then you drink the Kool-Aid and die.
Kool-Aid is on Channel 10. Have you seen that?
No, what is that?
Kool-Aid, it's the national carbon test thing.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we've heard about it.
How are we going to go on that?
Is that really the name you want to give?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the great positioning statement is you don't need a cape to save the planet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See about that.
You do on this program.
Yeah.
Just quickly, our sponsors. Oh, haven't the listeners come good over the last few weeks?
As they always do.
We have no official sponsor, but listeners have been queuing up to be attached to this program. What about real sponsors? We instituted a search for one the other day, and a lot of the products, I think, weren't too bad. And am I setting this up twice?
I think so.
Where you set something up and you throw to the clip and there's
another
setup again.
You confused, Josh?
I'm really confused. Oh, I'm still furious about the troll system.
Never go to a station function on a weeknight is what we've learned today. But here's what happened on the show a few short days ago. This is a national radio program,
yeah,
and we don't yet have a sponsor. So I've been out there trying to canvass a few, and I've got a few products, services, and people who could be the new sponsor of Get This. Do you want to try a few of them out?
Love to.
What about this product?
Bottom trouble? Look no further. Everything from butt plugs to enemas, rectal suppositories to anal bleaching. You'll find it all at Anything But.
I don't think we want to be sponsored.
No, by the Bleach Patrol.
By Anything But.
Now, such a mature program. As soon as you said bottom, you, Rich, and I were...
let's have a much more sensible sponsor.
It's the board game that's got the transgender community raving. Pre-op? Post-op? Just plain confused? You'll have hours of fun playing for both sides in Battle of the Indeterminate Sexes.
I don't know.
Yes!
That
I.
It's a good game.
It's a great game.
Hours of fun. There's not room for it on our schedule.
No, no, no. A lot of preparation involved if you want to have a game. Months of planning.
We need a sort of more light-hearted sponsor. Yeah.
Thinking about racism? Harbouring an inexplicable hatred for a minority? Keen to see Australia all white again like the good old days before those Aboriginals came here? Then why not join the ABC board? If you've floated a nutbag theory about the Lebanese in the tabloid press and have sucked the requisite amount of government you could be the latest fuming bigot to bring shame upon this once great Australian institution.
No, no, we don't want to be sponsored by the ABC board. They're too extreme.
Maniacs.
Far too extreme. We don't have room for all the burning crosses in the studio.
Anything but have muddied the water for me.
Gardening Australia, we know what that's really about.
I think romance. Wouldn't you like to be sponsored by a romantic product?
Hey, ladies. Lonely? Feeling down? In need of some special attention? Call Jim's Upskirting, where things are looking up.
No, no! There's supposed to be an upskirting band.
Jim, stop it, all right?
Get the mirror off your shoe. Something for the blokes, maybe.
Hey, guys, having trouble attracting the fairer sex? Looking for a discreet, sensitive approach to romance? Then why not try the Richard Marsland Guide to Bagging Quality Tail?
That's supposed to have been discontinued.
Rock solid.
That book is off the shelf.
He invented the nightclub hair pull.
That book was supposed to have been pulped. Okay. The search continues. Here, get this. Oh, thank you, Eagle-Eyed Cherry. That's enough out of you. That's really it. Here it gets this. Thank you, Josh Lawson, for sitting in for the whole hour, or Josh Lawson, as I understand you're known in some states.
It was absolutely my pleasure. I will come back anytime.
Many things to plug.
Yeah, what are you sizzling, dude?
Let's sizzle Sea Patrol, or Sea Petrol, as you know it.
Getting any action in that one?
No. I get engaged.
Bang.
But stay tuned. Of course, The Librarians on the ABC and Shandon on Movie Extra.
And Squid possibly coming to YouTube.
Speaks and Specs someday.
Speaks and Specs, yes, in March. So,
good.
Sometime.
Is there anything you're not on?
Well, I was going to say Get This, but then you gave me a call this morning.
Understanding 50. Yeah. He's not ready for that one
yet. Just yet.
You're not on the catch-up yet. Hey?
Give me time. Give me time. The year is young.
All right. Thanks to everyone who called in today. And our key phrase, I think it was, happy 49th, Nick Kershaw. Yeah.
I wish him a very happy birthday. And I hope that he enjoys the friendship of family and the good wishes of many, many people.
He's a big fan of the Kersh, is Peter Costello. And we'll be back tomorrow with Craig Eagle, and it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.
Now it's all out and you know.
Naughty boy, you stole that idea, didn't you?